Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this day, May 21st, 1952, a case concerning the five Panama plantations was heard in the Court of Chancery with Vice Chancellor Sir Alan Collymore presiding. The Panama plantations, comprising Trent's, LaSalle's, Mount Prospect, Colleton, and Four Hills, were bought by a friendly society known as the Barbados Progressive Society between 1941 and 1943. Members of the society, who had been laborers in the Panama Canal Zone, had invested thousands of dollars into plantations in Barbados. For example, Mount Prospect Plantation had been bought for $57,600. Four Hills was acquired for $60,000, Colleton for $29,760, LaSalle's for $57,600, and Trent's for $48,000. The acquisition of these plantations was a source of pride and joy and was a signal achievement for black investors in a Barbadian society in which most of the large plantation owners were white. However, in less than a decade after their purchase, there was a dispute over their management and ownership, necessitating a case in the Court of Chancery. According to the advocate, three cases were jointly heard: R.O. Carrington against Percy Seals with respect to Colleton and Trent's, James Connell against Percy Seals and C.C. Skinner with respect to LaSalle's and Mount Prospect, and H.M. Best against Seals and Harris with respect to Four Hills. The advocate noted that the plaintiffs were, quote, claiming that the defendants are in possession and have control and management and have failed and neglected to manage them in a husband-like manner, unquote. The plaintiffs were also asking the court for a, quote, decree for the payment and transfer by the defendants to themselves of what shall be found to be theirs, unquote. The court case of the Panama plantations, first heard on this day, May 21st, 1952, would be long, drawn out, and complicated. According to Woodville Marshall, in his book, Place Names of Barbados, by 1963, the heavily indebted Colleton Plantation was sold for $99,475. LaSalle's was also sold in 1963 for $216,000, and Trent's was sold for $800,000 in 1971. Marshall reminds us that up to 2016, Mount Prospect and Four Hills were still technically owned by the Friendly Society.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.